Do you guys remember that heroic dragon called Ario? Well, he's helped us to find some Bikids for Kids superstars to perform with us. He traveled all around the world.
I'm Kizzy. I'm 9 years old. From England.
Hi, my name is David Liam. I'm 8 years old. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I really like baseball and family time.
Hi, I'm Aurelia, and I'm 12 years old. I live in Dubai, but I'm from Italy and England, half and half.
Hi everyone, my name is Sai Samarth, and I'm from India, and I like playing football and tennis, and I am 10 years old.
I am Lucy from South Africa.
I'm Denvir, 10 years old and from Singapore.
My name's Aubrey. I'm 10 years old and I'm from Canada.
Hello, I am Laura from America and I'm 6. I'd like to do monkey bars and I really like puppets.
My name's Shakma and I am 10 years old. I am from Italy and England, half and half, but I live in Dubai.
Hello, I'm Samuel. I'm 10 years old and I live in Kentucky, United States.
My name is Melody. I am 9 years old and I live in Iceland.
Max and Ruby Dews
from Germany.
These wonderful kids will be performing on this story for all of you listeners. It's about the coronavirus. It's called My Hero Is You 2021. How kids can hope with COVID-19. It's written by Helen Patuck and developed by the Interagency Standing Committee Reference Group on Mental Health and Psychosocial Support in Emergency Settings. They asked around 5,000 children, parents, caregivers, and teachers from around the world to share with us how they were coping with the ongoing pandemic, and they used the information to develop this story. They advise you to listen to the story alongside a parent, teacher, or caregiver so you can discuss and understand it. This is a very important story. All of you listeners can be heroes too by sharing this story with everyone you know. And now, let's join Ario the Dragon.
Because Ario was a magical creature who came from children's hearts, he always heard children when they were dreaming, when they were playing, and even when they thought no one else was listening. One year had passed since Ario and his friends had traveled around the world telling children how to protect themselves against COVID-19. They had learned a lot and found new ways to play and keep in touch with friends and family. But some of their worries were louder and some of their fears were stronger. The virus they had all been afraid of was changing all the time. As he flew over the top of the world, Ario heard the satellites also capturing the worries, anger, and sadness of children everywhere. Children had forgotten that Ario was in their hearts, so Ario stayed in their skies, waiting for someone to call him to Earth. Ario missed his friends, Sarah, Sasha, Salem, Layla, and Kim very much. He especially missed Sarah, who would always be his hero. But when the call came this time, it was from a very furry little friend called Tiger. Ario landed with a flutter of his wings and appeared outside Tiger's window one evening.
"You called?"
said Ario, sitting down on his enormous bottom.
"Meow!"
screeched Tiger, his head jumping up like 1,000 waving hands. Then he carefully crept close to Ario and sniffed him.
"Is it really you?"
he asked, looking up at a child's drawing on the wall of a short, orange Ario with a lovely round belly.
"Were you expecting someone else?"
smiled Ario.
I
I don't know,
said Tiger.
I don't really meet new people anymore. I feel shy.
Well, let's become new friends then. I will ask you what I ask all of my friends when they feel shy or sad. What do you need right now?
Oh no,
said Tiger, curling into a ball.
I need something big.
Bigger than friendship?
Tiger smiled for a moment, but then he hid behind his tail again.
Something even bigger,
he said in a small voice.
I am big,
laughed Ario.
Do you need something bigger than me?
I need hope,
said Tiger from behind his tail.
After COVID-19 and all these long, lonely days, I need hope for the future.
Well, that's not big. Hope can start very small, but if you hold onto it, it can grow and grow and grow. Hope is all around us. You just need to find a little piece to get started.
Ario put on his glasses and looked closely at the pictures on the walls, full of family and life, and then at the little boy sleeping in his bed.
Who drew these?
Asked Ario.
Dad does drawings with my boy. They cook a lot together and read stories at night, much more than before. Dad even teaches him at home when he cannot go to school.
Does that give you hope?
Well, sometimes, yes. Because it's nice when they're all close together. But COVID-19 is here all the time. No one knows when it's going to go away.
Excuse me,
came a soft voice from outside the window. Ario and Tiger jumped in surprise, then turned to the window, where a blossoming tree was waving her branches at them.
I heard you talking, and I wanted to tell you what gives me hope.
Ario scooped Tiger up onto his back, and they climbed down carefully onto one of the tree's branches to sit beneath her. The tree was so happy, her blossoms were flying into the air.
Every year I blossom once and share my flowers with this street. For so long no one noticed me. But these past years people came to look at me. They smelled my flowers and fed my birds. I feel seen and loved.
You are loved,
said Ario.
When everything is changing, you stay the same. Thank you for that.
My leaves change every year. The seasons change. The sky changes. And I grow bigger. Change can be scary sometimes, but it can also bring fruits and flowers.
A loud snort came from above, and they looked up to see a shiny black bird yawning in the tree.
My friend Zuzi visits me every year. She's a starling, and she has flown here from far away.
Zuzi was a grumpy starling who was trying to get some sleep. She ruffled her feathers as the tree shook her gently.
It's much quieter now,
said Zuzi, yawning.
Because children don't go to school as much. But I do miss their laughter in the playground. Every time I fly from south to north, I see people doing things differently. Some people wear masks, and some people don't. Some children go to school, and some children don't. Like here.
Children going to school?
Cried Tiger.
That would give me and my boy hope for the future. My boy misses school so much.
Shall we go and find hope for the future?
Ario asked them.
We could fly.
Well, I'm awake now,
said the starling, spreading her wings.
Let's go.
Ario scooped up Tiger with Zuzi beside them, and together they soared into the sky. The tree waved her branches to wish them well on their adventure.
Tiger is an unusual name for something so small,
said Zuzi as they flew higher and higher above the earth.
Dad called me that last year,
said Tiger.
It's because I give my boy warm cuddles and remind him to be brave, like a tiger.
but I don't feel very brave.
We've been in our home for a long time.
It takes a lot of courage to stay in the same place, Tiger,
said Ariel.
Especially when it keeps others safe.
Tiger felt happier when he heard that and snuggled into Ariel's warm fur. However, when they reached the clouds, it became dark and misty, and Tiger started to feel very afraid. He felt himself starting to shake.
What's wrong, Tiger?
The darkness makes me feel sad. It was like this when Grandfather got sick, and then we lost him. It was like the lights went out, and we thought they would never come on again.
What makes you feel better when you feel like this?
A big hug from my boy.
I just need to sleep,
said Zuzi.
I get so tired when I'm sad. Sleep is really important. It's hard to feel hopeful without sleep.
Yes, we are all so different. When I can't have hugs and I can't sleep, I breathe in deeply. Then sometimes I breathe out fire.
Ariel blew a small burst of light into the darkness, warming them all up for a moment.
I also think of my starling friends,
said Zuzi.
Look, there they are.
Suddenly, in the clouds, a flock of starlings appeared, all flying together and dancing in the wind.
And look, they are staying at least 1 meter apart,
said Ariel.
See?
Ariel swept beneath him, spinning Tiger round in his arms.
Tiger, when I'm stretching my wings,
said Zuzi,
and dancing with my friends, I feel much better.
They flew on in silence, because sometimes words are not as good as just being together. Zuzi and Ariel cared about Tiger, and he knew that. They flew for what felt like days, until they met a friendly mountaintop, chilling in the fluffiest white clouds. Ariel, Tiger, and Zuzi landed in his soft snow for some fresh icicles and listened to what the mountaintop had been hearing.
Well, up here I hear mostly silence,
she said.
But when it is very windy, I also hear children keeping in touch with their friends and families. I hear their worries too. Since COVID-19 came, their worries are very loud. I just try to listen, because sometimes when people let their worries out, they start to feel better.
Is there something you are worried about?
Asked Ariel.
I'm worried that my snow is melting too fast,
said the mountain, watching her slopes with sad eyes.
How do you stay hopeful for the future?
Asked Tiger.
I try not to worry about the future. I'm grateful for every bird, snowflake, and friend that comes each day. And when they are not here, I draw them in the snow, like snow memories.
That's what my boy does,
laughed Tiger, playing in the snow, drawing a small snow Ariel.
Wait, who is this?
Asked Ariel, looking at the snow pictures. A small drawing showed a girl with beautiful braids of black hair.
Is that
Sarah?
Said the mountain.
But how did she get here?
Asked Ariel. He was amazed and suddenly missed his friend deeply.
She and her friend Sasha came on a llama up the slope, carrying face masks from over there,
said the mountain, pointing with her snow to a steep slope nearby.
I know exactly where we can find hope for the future,
said Ariel, jumping to his feet so quickly that the mountain shook beneath them.
Goodbye, dear mountain,
he called as he scooped Tiger up into one arm and Zuzi in the other. He slipped onto his belly and they sped down the mountain. Snow sprayed everywhere until it disappeared and he soared into warmer air. Ariel knew exactly where he was flying, and as soon as he saw the house, he landed with a big flump, placing Zuzi and the tiger gently down onto the ground. Sarah stepped out her front door with a smile as wide as the oceans that Ario and his friends had flown across. She asked if she could hug Ario, a question answered by Ario's wide open arms. Ario laughed with happiness. Because it was the first time in so long, the two friends hugged for a long time. It had been so long since they had seen each other.
I miss giving you a hug so much, said Sarah.
Sarah's mum came outside, pushing Sasha in her wheelchair.
Mum!
Cried Sarah.
Look who's come back.
You must be Ario,
said Sarah's mum, smiling.
And you must be the best scientist in the world,
said Ario. Sarah's mum laughed.
Sometimes, but I also have more time to spend with my little hero now.
Like my boy's dad,
said Tiger.
He has more time at home now, but sometimes he gets angry or seems sad.
It happens to me too, especially when I have so much to do. We are all going through a very challenging time. We need to take care of ourselves and tell each other we care and that we love each other.
These are my friends, Tiger and Zuzi,
said Ario before he spread his wings to give Sasha a huge hug.
We are trying to find hope for the future,
Tiger told them all.
Hope is important,
said Sarah.
Ario and my friends gave me hope on our adventures last year. We told everyone that we all need to stay safe by washing hands, staying at least 1 meter apart, and wearing masks. And my mum has been helping to create the vaccine.
Sarah is doing important work too,
said her mum, giving her daughter a kiss.
It is important to develop the vaccine, and it is also important to make sure that no one feels alone.
Are you really the best scientist in the world?
Tiger asked her.
There is no one best scientist. We work together, and that's what makes people feel better again. The person who wraps the vaccine in a package or drives it to a hospital or gives it to someone is just as important. We are all like the little rocks that make up the strongest mountains.
It's just,
said Tiger, suddenly feeling shy.
How do you have hope for the future?
That's easy. I just look at Sarah,
said Sarah's mum, smiling. Sarah was looking at Ario.
You told me that you came from my heart, Ario. And when you left, something else came from my heart. When I started telling people about our journey last year, everyone wanted to talk to me about it in so many different languages and in so many different ways.
What do you mean?
Let me show you.
Taking Ario's hand, she led him into her house, where there was a small computer making sounds. On the screen, there were lots of children's faces, some of whom Ario knew.
We are part of the Ario team,
said Sarah proudly.
Our friends are in our hearts, online, or even write letters. We talk to people all over the world about how to stay safe and connected too. Some people think that not everyone gets COVID-19, that everyone can get it, can't they, Ario?
They can,
said Ario sadly.
It doesn't matter what the colour of your skin is or where you live.
Or if you can walk or roll,
said Sasha, wheeling into the room with Tiger curled up in her lap, purring loudly.
When I feel lonely, I like to talk to my friends online. We talk about the things that make us laugh and the games we love playing.
I love creating new songs,
cried Juan, a new computer friend.
And playing them for my friends.
Some people still can't do things outside of their home because it's not safe yet.
said Kim from the computer.
They are being responsible,
said Layla from the computer.
And protecting themselves and others. We try to talk to them about what helps us, all of us, in our own ways.
Living with COVID-19 is different for everyone,
said Salem.
I worry about Layla sometimes because she lives in a camp.
Sometimes it is so hard, but it helps to sing and learn new things and play with my friends.
It's different here,
said Kim.
My mother still has to go sell fruits in the market, and I worry she'll get sick.
It doesn't matter where you live,
said Ario,
or how you live, little heroes. Everyone gets scared sometimes.
Even tigers?
Asked Tiger.
Even tigers?
Said Sasha, stroking Tiger's fur.
When I lose hope, I find it again in my safe place.
When I go to my safe place, it is you that is always there with me.
Sarah told Ario, leaning against his wing.
What is a safe place?
Asked Tiger.
It's a place you can go to in your mind, where only you can go, and you can invite whoever you want to go there with you.
Can I go there? When I don't feel hope for the future?
Tiger asked, curling his tail around his head.
You can go there whenever you need to,
said Ario.
Would you like to try?
And so Ario led them to their safe places by asking them to make themselves comfortable, to close their eyes, and to breathe deeply. The other children on their screens could join them too.
Focus on a memory, or a time when you felt safe,
said Ario. He then asked them what they could see, what they could feel, and what they could smell in their safe places. He asked if there was anyone special that they would like to invite into their safe places and what they might talk about together.
You can go to your safe place whenever you feel sad or afraid. This is your superpower, and you can share it with your friends and family. And remember that I care about you, and many people do. That will help too.
When they opened their eyes, Tiger realized that his safe place was at home with his boy. He climbed into Ario's lap and asked if they could go home.
But have we found hope for the future?
Ario asked him.
A little bit, I think,
said Tiger in a small voice.
Remember what I told you back at home. Hope is all around us. You just need to hold on to a little piece of it, and it will grow.
Slowly, with loving care, Ario placed his hands on his heart and took a long, deep breath. With a whooshing sound, everything changed. Every friend in their story was transported to a satellite soaring through the sky, with the stars and the moon smiling down at them.
My friends!
Sarah cried, hugging Layla, Kim, and Salem.
Hold tight, little heroes,
said Ario.
I want each of you to write down what gives you hope and share it with the world. Take a piece of paper and write what is in your heart.
So the children started to write and draw what gave them hope as the earth turned beneath them.
My mum making the vaccine,
said Sarah.
Our school opening,
cried Juan.
Flowers growing on my friend, the tree,
said Zuzi.
Realizing I am brave,
said Tiger.
Singing songs,
said Sasha.
My grandfather telling me a story,
said Salem.
All our new friends,
cried Kim.
That's right. Now fold your paper into an airplane, or a bird, or a star, whatever you like, and send it from our satellite. We will ask the sun, the stars, and the moon to help us. Look, they are watching.
And so the children sent their messages. And as they fell from the sky towards their homes, those messages turned into raindrops and snowflakes and flower blossoms and falling coconuts and rainbows stretching over beaches. Ario took them to see as children returned to schools below in different countries across the world. And Tiger watched in wonder.
Do you see, Tiger?
Said Ario.
Sometimes we just need to ask our friends to help us find hope. They are always here, as am I.
Ario turned to his old friends.
It's time to say goodbye, but I'll be listening to you all.
You are so important to me,
said Sarah.
And you are all important to me too. We should tell each other that all the time.
Scooping Tiger and Zuzi up into his arms, Ario took off into the sky.
Can we go home to my boy now?
Asked Tiger.
Now that sounds like an adventure,
smiled Ario, and they set off together, filled with friendship and hope.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.